in there. And would you also say that without their courage and the courage of their wives and their mothers and the rest, we couldn't have done this? And also, I must say, with regard, without the courage that you and others in this country, who despite all the criticism we had, stood by us to get peace with honor. Just bringing them back, but it's bringing them back with our heads high rather than just getting them back for the sake of getting them back, you know. And that's what they were saying, weren't they? Just speaking to the nation, I got the 250 congressmen last night, Democrats and Republicans and supporters and all this. I said, they made us all proud of being Americans. They've inspired the country, and we really are most grateful to them. Let them know how we feel about them, what they've done, and that say that we're just as proud of their wives as we are of them, of the women. You see, the point is that the women, they could have, you know, and a few did, but most of them stood firm and said, look, we want peace with honor. We don't want our husbands to come back with their heads low, want them to go back with their heads high. Right? Yeah. Ask you this, will we see you at the governor's thing? We expect you and Mrs. Wallace, and let me say that I'm calling you to say a few words as the head of the Southern Governors, and we're just looking forward to it. We're going to have a good program that night. It will be, you know, typical of what I think all of us should hear. We're going to have the Army Chorus and Stout-Hearted Men. Does that sound right to you? Aye, Governor. Yeah, I heard about it, but I heard you came out well, and I really pray it for you, and I hope everything goes okay. Thank you very much. Give our best to Mrs. Wallace and all the POWs and their wives. Okay, goodbye.